They whose emotions can respond to the grandeur and sublimity of nature in all her manifold expressions, in forest and mountain, river and lake, in sea and sky, and the beauty of flowers, are not materialists, even though they may so call themselves. Unconsciously, they offer their devotion to the divine reality, even though they may call it by some other name.